Coach, you had mentioned that facing a former team doesn't mean as much to you as you go along in your coaching career. But do you have a sense of what this game means to some of your players who have played in Dallas or started their careers there? And what has your message to them been as you prepare for the game?
I haven't talked to them much different about that. You probably know from now I don't make one, you know, too often bigger than another. I just think they're all really important, and we absolutely go after it as hard as we can. So for the players, you have to reach out to them, their teammates and their connection. And as they get further along in their career, they'll recognize that too. But for me and for the guys, man, it's like Washington, Dallas week. Let's get down.
Let's get down. Dan Quinn, man. Let's get down to business. It's just his general like diction is funny to me. How he talks, it's great.
It's like the granddad that was a hippie. You know what I mean? That you get over there and he's like, "I used to roll with the Grateful Dead, man. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm down.
Let's get after this thing, man."
That's how I'm going to talk to my group of 6-year-olds for our indoor soccer game on Sunday. Tell the Arlington Tornadoes, "Hey guys, let's get down.
You guys better win, or it's going to be a rough to tell the truth Monday for that group.
We don't want that. I don't want to face the media after that."
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Welcome back. The question for you guys is just how much will your opinion of this team change based on how they play on Sunday? I hate making too much out of a game, and I don't do the must-win thing, really, until the end of the year. I think must-wins are generally reserved for either mathematical elimination situations or close to it for me. So it's not that kind of scenario because there's a lot of football ahead, and frankly, their schedule's weak enough that even if they let up somehow in a game that there's no reason why they shouldn't win handily, they're going to be able to harvest some nuts down the road and probably still get where they need to go. But I'd be lying to you, Danny, if I didn't say that my confidence of just how much progress they've made in a short time would waver some if they were to lose to Dallas, this bad Cowboys team. And it'll be chalked up in some circles as, hey, it's a rivalry game in the division. You throw out the records. Doesn't matter who's good and who's bad. I'm sorry, I can't really do that. I have too much information. You have been resting since Thursday of last week. Dallas played on Monday Night Football. It's a 10 versus 6, basically, day prep period, right? On top of that, they don't have their quarterback. They have a bad backup. They don't have any running game. They have one wide receiver who can beat you or make you look bad on his best day. It's just not a good football team. Their defense has looked mostly checked out recently. Their coordinator is embattled and may or may not even have a job next year, even if they keep their head coach, who's almost certainly going to be fired. And I know that in the NFL, weird things happen. I get that. But weird things shouldn't happen as often to really good teams, right? Weird things don't happen that often to the Chiefs. Weird things don't happen that frequently to the Philadelphia Eagles, who we just saw and Washington just played. Like, if weird things happen to you, then you are not who we kind of thought you were earlier in the year, which is not a crime, by the way. Year one of Quinn, year one of Daniels. But this would be a step back and really have a tough conversation with myself on how much better they are than they were the last few years if you can't beat the Cowboys, and now you'd be 7-5, and by the way, a Hail Mary touchdown away from 6-6.
So I have a much looser definition of must-have or must-win type games. I understand your point, and like technically you are correct. The only time you must win a game is when you're facing elimination. You know what I mean? Like if that's how you go about it, I got no issue with that. To me, when I go, you got to have this one. That's a synonym for must-win. You need to win this one. Like, This is the freebie. This is the team that's won 12 games each of the last three seasons now stinks. You got to win it. It's an NFC game. You got to win it. It's a divisional game. You got to win it. If you want to go anywhere this year, you got to win it. If you can't beat this Dallas team at home, what are we even talking about? There's not much point to the rest of it. You know what I mean? It's like, well, then if we can eke out go to New Orleans and we have to have different conversations. We have to lower the bar and have similar ones to, and to your point, it's still a win. There's still been a step forward, but it's nowhere near the leap that we thought. If you're not able to beat this Dallas team at home. Now, something fluky happens, God forbid, injury, or you know, all of a sudden there's a monsoon.
Sure.
And you play, you know, qualifications notwithstanding. But just given these two teams lining up and playing, there's a reason you're 10.5-point favorites. They're not competitive, even with CeeDee Lamb, even with Micah Parsons back. This is a bad football team that's looking for a reason to quit. limping in here, having been drubbed every time they've taken the field over the last few weeks or so. You are better than they are. And anybody objectively would say Washington is a better team right now than Dallas. So, you know, if there aren't style points, you eke one out like you did against the Giants, we can have a great conversation, and we will. There's nuance to all this thing. But what should happen is you beat the brakes off this team. That's what should happen.
I would even say that I don't even feel this way about the Titans game, just to show why this Cowboys game is so different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Titans don't have a good quarterback situation, they're not down to a guy that they don't want to be playing, right? They're not incapable when it comes to running the football. Frankly, they have better weapons offensively, and I don't even know that it's particularly close, than the Dallas Cowboys do in the passing game. They're also playing okay defensively. They're a top 5 yards per play unit. So while that's a really bad team, and the narrative next week, I think, around town should be that Washington absolutely should beat them, they will be pretty heavy favorites, I would think. I guarantee you they will not be 10.5-point favorites. Like, the reason for that line is that you are getting the Cowboys on the single best week to play Dallas in the last probably 5 years of that organization or something like that. Certainly of the McCarthy era, right? They are on short rest. They are dealing with a ton of injuries. They don't have a quarterback. And Washington is pretty good. That's how you get to a line that is crazy lopsided. I mean, what percent of the time does a double-digit point favorite lose anyway? I would bet in the NFL it's pretty rare. I would bet it's in, you know, 10 or so percent or something like that. Like, it is a game that absolutely you should, you need to win. And if you don't, it's not a big deal, but the benefit of the doubt I give you when you lose to the Steelers by 1 point at home off of their bye because they had extra time to prepare, or, you know, maybe they're just, you know, not a great matchup for you when you're down a couple of tackles and TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith are coming off the edge, goes away some. You know, the benefit of the doubt on the Eagles, it's a short week. You know, I'm making excuses for you. You're going to Philadelphia. It's a Thursday. And I don't think they're excuses. I think they're actual explanations, for the record. I think it's stuff that really does matter that maybe a lot of people don't care about. But the fact is, you're playing good football teams. Football's going to happen. Now you're playing a really bad team. By the way, this group, early in the year when they played a team like this, whooped up on them,
Danny. That's right.
They just absolutely throttled Carolina, Cleveland at home. So if you don't do that to Dallas, it is a direct indication, it is evidence that you are not what you were then. And we got to figure out why that is, because that's a realization that they've come back to the pack pretty severely.
Yeah, I always say this, and I'm sure people are probably tired of it by now, but each new sample, if it's an outlier from what we previously thought, forces you to reevaluate what you've already seen. In other words, when they struggled against Tampa, it didn't look very good. Didn't score many points against the Giants. They scored 21, got to the red zone a bunch, but like they didn't really score. You're going, okay, I think we have an idea of who they are. And then Cincinnati happened. And we went back and went, wait a minute. This offense actually was really good against the Giants. They just struggled in the red zone. They actually didn't punt. This is incredible. We know the offense is good. Arizona happens. Yep, see, it's good. Then the Cleveland Browns game happens. Oh, my God, this is awesome. Now, if you have a bad sample against Dallas, you go, well, wait a minute. Over the last month plus, 5 games since they dropped Carolina, the offense hadn't been the same. They've been, as you said, they're a Hail Mary away from being .500, basically. Uh-oh, maybe we had some early season success that's now given away to something else. It forces you to reexamine.
For the record, I think they're going to roll. I think they'll win handily. It's not like I'm predicting that they're going to struggle in this game. It's hard for me to envision how that would happen unless they turn the ball over a bunch. By the way, they haven't done that all year. They're the lowest turnover team in the National Football League at this point.